The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. You've heard about the Fast and Furious scandal, right? A congressional committee just voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress because of it. Well, let me just take a wild guess. You have no clue what it's about. Well, you will, after this from David Harris of AJC. The so-called Fast and Furious story begins in late 2009 in Phoenix, where federal agents noticed that suspected Mexican drug traffickers were buying big 50-caliber rifles in the U.S. The agents wanted to grab those guns, but they were ordered to stand down and let the guns go south so the bad guys could be videotaped and tracked, maybe leading to a Mr. Big somewhere. Gun walking, it was called, and it had been going on since 2005. One problem. Two of those walk-away guns turned up with the murder of a Border Patrol agent, and when the Justice Department publicly denied having anything to do with it, it was too much for ATF agent John Dodson, who told everything to CBS's Cheryl Atkinson.
Here I am. Tell me I didn't do the things that I did. Tell me you didn't order me to do the things that I did. Tell me it didn't happen.
Of course he was upset, because those guns kept showing up at crime scenes. And that's why Republican Daryl Issa of California says the Attorney General must reveal anything that might help his committee find out who covered this up.
The frustration of this committee in not getting documents must be satisfied today.
Which leads me to what's amazing about this story. That you have a Republican-controlled House packed with good Second Amendment fundamentalists making a strong statement that it's not just people who kill people, it's guns that kill people. And those who would sell or cover up the sale of those guns to the wrong people need to be held accountable. We have a right to know who supplies the weapons that end up at crime scenes, no matter who they are. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.